Something to do with the mud?
Something to do with the eggs. The mud and the eggs.
What is the problem with the mud and the eggs?
There's no problem. I've put 30 eggs in so far, allowing for no shows.
And how many people are actually here?
41.
So you have to put more eggs inside.
I have to put 8 losing eggs and these 3 winning eggs in.
Oh, so these are the well, don't let people see what color the winning is.
They're all there's many eggs this color.
And you know, we got a lot of people out here. Let's make some noise so we can all hear you.
Now, this is going to be quite a day. Quite a day. How could that guy possibly have said that this is not a good-looking structure out here?
I think this is absolutely beautiful, and I love the floaters on top of the water.
All right, Charlie, put the winning eggs in, please. Now, let's get a sound of... Let me see if we can actually get Charlie getting in this thing. Oh.
How's it feel, Charlie?
Squishy.
Squishy.
Now, he's been in there all day. Are most of the rocks gone now, Charlie?
No.
I knew that would be the answer.
How many rocks are still in there?
About six
rocks. What he's doing now is putting these... Now,
did you just hit a rock with your foot, Charlie?
Aren't people going to be able to see exactly the spot where you're putting the winning eggs?
That's where I put it.
What do you mean? I just saw you put it there. All right, he's moving. I got it. You're moving them with your feet?
So all the eggs, okay. are the eggs concentrated in this rear portion of the furthest part, and you're just kind of stirring it up, so people will have to wade through this huge dumpster to get to the back and then find their egg, and this is where
eggs are. I got you. So the people are going to get in down here at this end by the ladder. They will have to wade all the way across to this end where all of the eggs are.
And, you know, being out here right now, there's all this talk about the heat, but it's really not that bad out here. It's actually pretty
nice. Well, I think you and I just walked outside. Yeah, I think lots
really?
Of people...
All right.
And I'll tell you
me.
Something else that has just happened. It has just popped out again.
You know something?
It has.
You know what you'd truly like to do?
Oh, I'd love
to. You'd like to show everybody where it's
popped
out.
I'd love to show you my nad that's
Why don't you go ahead and show everybody?
Okay. Why don't you eat me?
You've been talking about this. You knew we were going to have a large group of people here today. And I think that subconsciously, this is a desire for you to streak, to get totally naked.
I would like to show everybody what's happening, but there's a baby crying behind us here.
Is it painful?
It's not painful. It's just it feels weird. I could probably step right against the edge right here.
All right.
And fix it right now.
Okay. Adjust yourself. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
Done. It's done. It's back in its house, and everything is
great. How many times has it popped out, since you... Dressed for work today.
In, out, constantly. It's in and out.
Look at us just standing casually over this whole tub of goo.
And you know, I'll say this, for 5,000 gallons of water, and who knows how much mud in a huge dumpster,
right?
It don't smell that bad.
No, it actually smells like it could be a regular pool. And I think I heard an expletive from our own Charles Broyhill.
What happened there, Charlie?
Did you hit another rock?
does it stink?
Oh, I guess BS was that. Well, no, I don't smell nothing.
Let me ask some of these lads here. Hello, lads.
Hello.
What's your name, boy?
Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
That's a difficult question, isn't it? You know the town? Do you know? How you doing? What?
Centerville.
He said. Okay.
Centerville. Great. You know what? I think I'm going to talk to this young lady right next to you, okay?
Very good.
Bobby Hill, what's your name?
Emily.
Emily, can you smell this water?
No.
Why don't you lift up here and tell me, give me a big smell of that water, and tell me what you think it smells like.
Pool water.
Smells like pool water. I'd like to go in your pool sometime, honey. I don't think it smells good. Now that I stand here and I'm getting a little whiff of it, there is some odor coming from this water.
Is it somewhat acrid?
Mike, you're going to have to dumb the word down for me.
Does it smell like poop?
No, it smells like hot. You know how things smell when things get hot and humid?
It smells like hot. It smells exactly like hot.
Jenny,
right, let me take a what you say it smells over here.
Get right over here. Just hang over the edge and take a nice. Oh well, now there's some wind blowing through, but it smells, man.
What is this thing? That's for the hose.
That is for the hose, Mike.
All right.
Now, speaking of hose, how many of you girls are going to take off your tops when you jump in today? You know, we will have a special prize for any gal that goes topless. Hey, can we have a show of hands? How many guys are here to jump in the pool today? How many guys are here?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, a whole bunch of guys. How many women are jumping in the pool?
Let me see.
Oh, not too many.
Not too many. Woo! A lot of people going, woo! And how many of you are just watching?
Just watching. A lot of people.
Yeah,
a lot of people are just watching.
That's right.
Well, I'm ready to start, Charlie. Let's bring the people out. Are you done putting them in?
Two to go.
Two to go. All right, who's our first contestant? You got them lined up over here? They're not lined up?
No. Jimmy's got the clipboard.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. Let's start, Mike. And we're going to do this in the order that people called the show,
yes,
right?
Right here.
All right, let's start with contestant number one. His name is Eric, and he is from Virginia. Where is Eric, please?
Eric, are you here?
Hi,
there
Eric.
There he is. All right, now give him a round of applause. Come
it's
on.
Here for Eric.
There you go.
Eric, you are number one. Are you? Do you think that's a good luck number for you?
Before I saw the pool, it was a good luck number.
I don't like the looks of that. Huh?
I'd rather be number one than be number two getting into this situation.
And the pool kind of looks like number two right now, doesn't it?
It looks a lot like number two.
All right, now, Eric, what we're going to ask you to do is be the guinea pig for everybody. This is the way you're going to do it. You're going to have to climb up the ladder, then you sit on the edge and get yourself in. Then you wade all the way down by where Charlie Broyhill is. And when you get down three-quarters of the way down, you have to actually submerge yourself underneath the water. Then you go down with your hand, pick up an egg, and bring it back. Are right. you ready?
And we say good luck to you, Eric.
Thank you.
Come on, Eric. Let's do it now.
All right.
If we could...
Jim, let's help these people up here so they... We need some, you know, just in case it gets slippery. Go ahead, Eric.
Mike O'Mara, the listener's friend.
Absolutely.
Look at that. Oh, my God. This is a mess. This
Mike O'Mara, fear of litigation.
This is a mess. Oh, now, Eric, how is it, buddy? You got one leg in there. How is it?
I don't think there's a bottom.
Oh, there is. Keep going.
Yeah, there is. Don't be afraid.
Put both legs in.
Eric is in the water.
Oh, God. What does it feel like, Eric?
I think I'm stuck.
You think you're stuck? Come on, let's move it.
Oh, come on. Don't be a wimp, Eric.
Come on, Eric. Come on, buddy.
Do you really feel like you're stuck? What the hell's the problem, Eric?
Up, hold on, he's, Mike, he's just taking his shoe off, and his shoe is full of mud.
A muddy oogie sandal.
So I guess, Eric, again, you're the guinea pig. It would be best to do this without shoes.
Better idea without shoes.
Eric, I would also like to say that if everybody goes at your speed, we'll finish it next weekend.
Now remember, out of all these folks, three of them are each going to win $2,500.
How's it feel, Eric?
It is disgusting.
Thank you, Eric.
That's what we were going for.
Now, Eric, is he down in the area where he can dive, Charlie? Now, Eric, totally submerge yourself, go underwater, and pick out an egg. Go, Eric. Do it, man.
Go down. Take a big deep breath. Ready?
There he goes.
Oh, Mike, he's under. He's under the mud. And, no, he didn't find an egg.
Oh, you didn't get an egg.
He's got to go down and get another one.
All right, Eric.
Keep in mind, our listeners are now jumping into a...
It's reaching. You feel any with your feet?
20-ton dumpster that has been filled with water and mud. Eric, have you... Still no?
Nope. I can't tell if it's a rock or egg.
All right. Well, the eggs would feel light and plastic.
Reach back down.
And is it really this hard, Eric, or are you just like the wimpiest guy in America right now?
Maybe both.
Look, he's got his eyes closed, even though his head's on top of the water.
Going back under.
All right.
Going under. Good man, Eric.
Okay. Ready?
You know,
go.
Mike, we might have to bring more than one person into the pool at the time if it's going to take this long.
All right.
Eric, you got... Oh!
Eric's got his egg.
Got one.
My God,
oh,
Eric.
Jesus. And when he came out of the water, you know how when a dog gets a bath and a dog goes... That's exactly what he did. Well, Eric...
Oh, now he's swimming. All right, Eric.
A little backstroke.
There
Very
you
nice,
go.
Eric.
Proving he's a manly guy.
Good job. Hey, give Eric a round of applause.
Way
he
go,
was the
Eric.
First. Did a great job. All right, now, Eric, don't open your egg until the very end, please. That's all that we ask.
Yeah, hold on to your egg. Do not peek.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
All right, excellent.
Who said ha-ha? Somebody did like that Simpsons. He just got tons of mud on me. It's Ron Stone is next.
Ron Stone.
Ron, how are you, Ron?
I'm nervous.
Right.
What were your impressions of watching Eric? Do you think it's going to be difficult for you?
I think it'll be very, very difficult, but I was here for rehearsal, so I know I can do it.
I will warn everybody that there will probably be some splash edge
yeah.
when Ron gets in.
Some slight water displacement.
So here we go.
All right.
All right, Ron, be very careful, please.
Oh, my God, the dumpster is ruptured.
Here we go, and he's in, and Mike... He's comfortable in there.
You look like you're enjoying. Yeah, see? It's a nice sensation.
Family reunion time.
Family reunion, he says. All right. Let's bring you down to the end.
It's a nice sensation. Yeah, watch out for your glasses.
I'd be glad to hold your glasses for you.
Now, I think the strategy here should be to feel with your feet where the eggs are, and then you go for your big plunge.
And are you ready? Okay.
All right.
Let's hear you up before you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, go underneath. Go.
Whoa!
And when he went underneath Mike, like half the water came out.
Did he get one?
Did you find one?
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Oh, he's going back under.
Oh, he's
now.
Back under. Back under.
Hey, look at all the people with cameras and stuff.
Wow.
That's goofy. And there's a lady with a VCR. Who are you possibly going to show this tape to? Did you find one yet?
No. Oh, that's me.
That's you? What was you? What on you feels like a plastic egg?
Well, he's having a tough time finding. Charlie, you did too good a job of hiding the eggs in the mud. Sorry, Charlie says sorry.
You know, when we do get down to the last egg, it might be, I don't want to say what it might be.
Okay, listen. Find one. What are you doing there?
How you doing? Is the mud real thick and heavy and dense?
You know what, Charlie? We're going to have to start loading more people in here. Because he hasn't even found his egg yet. So let's just start loading people in. Let's get their names.
You got one.
Oh, he got one.
He's got an egg.
He got it. You got
an
egg.
Yeah.
Good right. man. Well, what was that?
You can definitely tell when you find one.
Oh, you can tell.
How can you tell?
Because it doesn't feel like yes.
We have a floater.
Mike, here's a floater. Charlie, you're going to have to replace the floater, please.
Yeah, the floater egg came up.
You know what? Let's do a quick break here. And when we come back. Oh, here's your glasses back. There you go, Ron. When we come back. I think we're probably going to have to get 10 people in at once. So when we come back, it'll be in this order. Bob, Jerry, David, Pete, Chris, Ed, John, Brent, Dan, and Steve. And what happened? Oh, I see. He got out. He was getting out, and he got a bunch of water.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. We will do a break. How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing there, Don?
Are you going to be jumping in?
I tell you what, Don, that is a effing S load of mud you got here.
And are you jumping in?
Oh, yeah, I'm number six.
Good man. Well, you'll be in the next group. Get up there. Let's do a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. Can't hide it. It was very bad. Very bad.
100% free of all sex diseases. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're outside. It's about 800 freaking degrees out here. We are in front of a huge dumpster over 20 yards long and about 10 yards wide, and it's full of mud and water, and after talking about it for a month, we have 50 of our listeners that are going to jump into this mud, and three of them are trying to each win $2,500.
We did not anticipate the degree of difficulty, and it was proven by Eric and Ron that this is no easy task, so you determine that we're going to try to get as many people as we can to get in here, stir it up, get those eggs, and we did prove also that when you stir that mud up, the eggs, they float to the surface.
Now, while we're getting 10 people in at once, Christine, who's already been in the soup today, will be running up and down the side with a microphone, because I just went inside and Rob Bay said the only thing you couldn't hear was the splashing. And I explained to him, I said, well, that's because when the guy jumped in and it splashed, we ran out of the way.
Yes, because we do not want to wet our pretty bodies.
Right, so Christine will be wetting her pretty body. And let's get these 10 guys in now, Charlie. Let's get Bob. Bob, all the way from Rochester, New York.
Hey, way to go, Bob.
Really? Hey, Bob, there's a loyal listener. Thank you, Bob. Christine, that's exactly the sound. Get over there with your microphone. All right, and joining Bob is Jerry from Virginia.
Jerry!
Come on, jump in, Jerry.
Hop in there, Jerry. Where's Jerry?
Jerry, all right, how about David? David from Alexandria.
David, come on in.
There he is, and as he jumps in, there he's in. Let me ask you,
backwards, you're doing a little backstroke there.
Was this worth the drive from Rochester, New York?
So far, yes.
So far, yes. Okay, and here they come. Oh! Watch out, careful. It's like a tidal wave with this guy in here. All right, our next contestant is David from Alexandria, or is that you? Okay, Pete from Mount Airy, Maryland.
Come on, Pete. Come on, Peter.
Jump in. Oh, now the guy from Rochester found one.
Yes, I did. Green. Green for money. Once they find them, they can actually leave the dumpster.
Yeah, go to the other side, though, to get out, please. And let's see. Chris from Fairfax. Chris from Fairfax. Jump in.
Come on in, Chris.
Now, did you? Oh, you found one?
Got it, baby. Got it. Orange. Aren't you glad this is a winner?
All right, there's a man who's confident.
He was very excited.
Also, we'd like Ed from Catonsville, Ed from Baltimore, John from Kensington, and Brent from Great Falls, Virginia.
Come on in, guys. The water's fine.
Boys, oh, there's he's underneath.
Oh.
Hey. As he came out, and I want you to know something. All that mud that you just got on Mike's clothes, those clothes are all from Target that came with the gift certificates that I gave.
These are fine quality garments from Target, and you just soiled them.
Target. All right, yes, you got to go underneath. Have you found one yet, sir?
I have not found one yet.
All right, keep looking.
You got to stir it up with your feet. Stir it up with your nice feet.
Let's get some more guys in here. Let's get Dan from Wheaton. Oh, Mike actually has the mud in his hands now.
Well, you know, I mean, I figured with the way the shirt looks, what does it matter? I wanted to feel the consistency of this mud, and it's super muddy with lots of rocks.
All right, let's get Dan from Wheaton, Maryland. Steve from Burke, Virginia.
The eggs are beginning to surface.
Also, John from Fairfax and Robert from Reston.
Yeah, come on, fellas, the water's great.
Right now there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 guys in the big mud pool right now.
And the water is getting muddier and soupier, and it's Don, stand right up here because the water's great.
I already got all over my pants, Mike. How about Ron from Clinton, Brian from Greenbelt, Glenn from Ellicott City, Denny from Arnold. Yeah, I mean, what the hell are we waiting for? Just
tell them all to get in.
Everybody get in. Yeah, what the hell? Charlie, what the hell? Let them all in. Everybody that's signed up, just get in and get yourself an egg. Just jump right in. There you go. Oh, my God. Oh,
God. That guy did the first real belly flop.
Now it's really getting ugly, Mike.
It's totally out of control, Don. It's pandemonium here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody is jumping in. Guys are doing Guys are doing cannonballs. Guys are doing jackknifes. Oh, my God. There is so much spooge everywhere.
I have stopped caring if I get mud on my body.
How many guys are in there right? You know, there's no women in there, Mike. There's only guys.
Let's figure one thing out. We can monitor, like, who has the eggs, right? Yeah, because we've got the list for when we actually pick the winner.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. No cheating.
Yeah, go to the bottom. Oh, now, hold on. I want to talk to some of the ladies who are in here. Oh. Hey, come here, lady, for a second. Come here.
Hi there.
Come here. Oh. Uh-oh. Oh. Oh. Oh, you got it all over you.
I got it all over me, Al. But it doesn't matter. It's all in fun. It'll be a nice it'll be a nice drive home this evening.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, lady, how you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
Priscilla.
How's it feel being in there with about 20 guys?
Horny.
Have you found your egg yet?
I don't think it was an egg.
She didn't? It wasn't an egg? Uh-oh, Mike. Overflow.
It wasn't an egg, but it felt like hard plastic.
What?
Bikini.
Oh, there you go. Hey, look at that gal with the bikini. Now all the ladies are getting in now. Oh, my God. This is like some kind of a mess.
Don, I already have pink eye.
Mike, I want you to stop for a second and smell. Yeah. I want everybody right now just to smell. What?
What list? What number are you on, Don?
Just jump in.
All right.
Just jump in, my friend.
Go ahead.
Everybody, just get in there.
You got your egg. Leave the pool, please.
Get in, get your egg, and then get out, everybody. What?
A dirty version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in here. Yeah.
You know, it looks like Willy Wonka, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Willy Wonka. It's that same brown color.
Raymond Burr, the late Raymond Burr, would love this.
I feel like Helen Hunt in Twister.
Hi, hey, how you doing, red, white, and blue bra?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, have you found your egg yet?
Yeah, and I'm looking.
You know, there's nothing quite like showing the colors of the United States.
I know, All-American Party Girl.
Way to go, Party Girl.
Have you thought about taking that top off?
Yeah, I sure have.
All right.
Have you thought about what you're going to give me for taking it off?
Some fabulous prize made out of plastic.
All right.
okay?
Sounds good.
All right, sounds good. All right. Sounds good, she says.
Cover the children's eyes, please.
Oh, I keep forgetting there's kids here.
They're not kids. There are only about 50 kids here.
Well, all right, let's listen. They got to grow up sometime, right? Hey, what?
It's warmer over by Charlie. How come?
That's probably because he peed in there. What is your name?
Marty.
Marty, go all the way under now.
Oh, man.
Go under now, Marty.
Oh, let's go.
Go ahead, Marty. Here she goes, Mike.
Marty's a party girl.
Oh, she didn't go all the way under yet.
Oh, my God, it's not deep enough.
Oh, there. Hey, somebody splash again so we can get that sound off.
There we go. Oh.
There it is.
All
fantastic.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everybody gets in your eggs.
All right, the DJs are all wet now. Everybody's happy.
Hey, there's a blue one right here.
I'm not into the blue one.
Oh, you don't want the blue
you
one?
You still haven't found one?
Not yet.
Not yet. How about you, sir?
Not yet.
You, sir, you've been struggling to find your egg. How
I
long?
I had one and then I lost it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right, you found one?
Got an egg.
Good man. Now, there's one floating here. Does anybody want this floater?
All right, please, once you have your egg, please leave the pool.
Oh, my God, Mike, hold on a second. Take a look at this guy's nipples.
Oh,
this guy,
God.
Both of his nipples are pierced. Why would you do that?
It's a sexual thing.
I don't even want to know about that. I do not even want to know about that. Hey, lady, hi.
Yes?
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, you haven't gone under yet.
I don't want to.
You have to go under, Mary.
Mary!
Are you ready, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Here we go. And whoa!
Oh, she did it. Way to go.
Purple egg, Mary.
Then she flipped her head around like a dog. Oh, my God. Oh, this is a mess. Hey, now, Mike, is this the pool guy over here that showed up with it?
Let's
check this out.
Yeah, I think he did. Let's go over and see him.
Now, we do have an area where everybody is being hosed off over here. How you doing?
All right. So I broke my sunglasses.
Sorry about that. What's your name?
Thank you, John.
John, is that fun?
That was a good time.
Hope you win the money.
Are you from the pool company?
No, I'm with Janetta, my wife.
Oh, he's just got a high-powered hose.
I'm just volunteering right now.
So, I bet you...
I'm loving this right now, see?
Yeah, you love spraying your wife with a hose, don't you? Can I spray her?
No.
Please?
It's only in the family, man.
I got you, all right.
Help a brother out.
Hey, help a brother. Yeah, he's enjoying spraying his wife, hosing her down, as it were. All right, now that's a little bit much.
Wow, we're having big fun here. I know you like to hose people. I'm sorry I didn't let you hose anybody down, Don.
What lady?
Said little B-I-T-C-H next to my sweetie. Splash me all up.
You said little bitch? Who did you say little bitch to?
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you had any alcohol today?
You know that's yes, because I can smell it too, Mike.
Yeah, man, it reeks.
Yeah, we can smell your beer breath. Yes, sir.
You want to compare fungus toes?
I don't want to take my shoes off. Let me see yours, though.
Right here.
Mine are much worse than that, man. Yours are minor league compared to mine. How many folks have gone in thus far?
Let's ask Charlie Broyhill.
Hey, Charlie, has everybody gone in and gotten their egg yet?
It looks like they have.
All right, let's do a quick break, and everybody get their eggs, and when we come back, we'll open up the eggs and find our big cash winners, okay? All right, who's still in there? Oh, you got it?
Got it, Mike. I got the winner right here.
Green. I got it, baby.
All right, hold on to it, and we'll be right back.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show. Together better than bowel movements and oral sex. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're back outside. Thank you, Daryl. Back outside. Back with the big mud jump, which was a huge success. There are still some people left in the mud pool.
I guess these are the last folks. These are the stragglers that haven't found their eggs yet.
Now, Charlie, who do we need to thank for setting all this up?
Fairfax Trucking and Roll-Off Company.
All right, we'll give them a nice commercial when we get inside. Where's the guy that wanted to get in a plug for drivers?
He's right down there at his truck. See him?
Oh, hey, come here for a second.
You want to get your plug in?
Come here. This guy worked his ass off today getting this whole thing set up. And, yeah, you got your egg, sir?
Yep.
Oh, you just got mud all over me.
A pretty purple one.
All right, now everybody, hold on to your eggs. You're going to open them up individually. Okay, now, hey, here's your plug. Thank you for helping us today with the water and the mud and the dumpster. And what is your plug? Who do you need to hire?
Drivers, truck drivers.
Truck drivers, like my brother Jim?
Sure, absolutely. Class B tandem drivers.
What kind of qualities are you looking for in a truck driver? Show up on time and be sober?
No, that's not important.
That's not important.
good drive record. I mean, just something a little bit of experience.
Good driving.
5 with Vivarin.
That'll work.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
323-1155.
All right, I hope you get a lot of truck drivers. I know you will. We have a lot of potential truck drivers in our audience.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, we do.
Hey, he just surmised. He just took a look at the crowd.
You're not related to Charlie Broyhill, are you?
No. Yeah, I was just checking.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Those guys have been working their asses off out here, getting everything set up. Does everybody have their eggs now?
Don,
everybody got the eggs.
It appears to me that everybody except for 3 people, and they're still in the pool.
Come on, find your eggs, folks.
Find your egg.
Hey, where's that list? Because we will start having people open their eggs in the order that they called the show and
won
their spots.
Christine, I believe, has the list.
Thank you. Thank you, Christine.
The magic list.
And let's start with... boy, which side do I start? Oh, here you go. Thank you, Jimmy. Eric, where's Eric from Reston? The first guy that jumped in.
Hi, Eric.
Eric, first guy. Everybody else seemed much easier than you.
I'm not a very bright man.
Eric, you really struggled to get that egg, but I certainly hope that you've got the winning egg.
Open it up. Let's see. Right now. And what does it say?
I lose.
Sorry, you lose. It can't be any plainer than that, Eric.
We put it
out. I'm terribly sorry.
It actually says inside, sorry, you lose.
Sorry, you lose.
All right, where's Ron Stone? Ron Stone, step up, please, sir. Right here, Ron. Good luck, Ron.
Ron's opening his egg right now. Let's see what it has in there.
And
will it be $2,500 or sorry, you lose?
Rip it open, Ron.
Yes, his hands are trembling.
And
Sorry,
you lose.
I'm terribly sorry, Ron.
All right, where's Bob, who drove all the way from Rochester, New York, to be here today?
Bob is right here.
Open it up, Bob.
Bob, with each loser, the odds improve in your favor.
Exactly.
That's all right. Take your time. His hands are shaking.
Rip it open. You want to... Yeah, there you go. Chew on it.
That's all right. Calm down. It's going to be all right.
Chew on the egg.
Usually, if you take a deep breath in this situation, you can get to it a little easier. You chew those nails?
Nope.
Okay, you look like you have...
His hands. Yeah. You look like that Norman. You're my knight in shining armor.
Oh, you lose.
Sorry, you lose.
After all that trembling.
It'll be a nice drive back to Rochester, though.
Sorry, sir.
Jerry from Woodbridge.
Jerry,
all right, he didn't make it.
Where's Jerry?
David from Alexandria.
David's here.
Hey, Dave.
How are we doing?
Good luck, David.
Yeah, David's very competent. It looks like you got a head start on that thing.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I just found it.
Good luck, David. Okay. Good luck. Open it up, my friend.
Good luck, David.
Remember, 3 of these listeners are each going to win $2,500.
That's what we're looking for.
From Equity Plus, our great sponsor. And what does it say?
It starts off with an
S. What does it say?
O-R-Y. Sorry.
Sorry, you lose.
We spell sorry with only one R?
Yeah.
No, there's 2 R's there.
There are 2 R's.
Okay, how about Pete from Mount Airy, Maryland?
Peter? Where's Peter? Yeah, you can keep the egg.
Yes, keep the egg. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you're the guy that I interviewed a little while ago.
Yes, it is.
Open it up, Pete.
All right. Here we go. Brace yourselves, folks.
And, Pete, you're the kind of guy I know everybody's rooting for you to win.
You think so?
Yeah, I can just tell.
I don't think so, Mike.
Yeah, right.
And, Pete, what does it say?
Loser.
Oh,
sorry, you lose.
Sorry, a lot of people are upset about that.
All right, how about Chris from Fairfax?
Chris
from Fairfax. Come on, Chris. Come on
over here, Chris.
What?
I think I can read it through here.
See that?
Open it up anyway. What does it say?
It says, I lose.
Sorry, you lose. All right, where's Ed from Baltimore? Ed from Catonsville. Hey, Ed.
Hi, Eddie.
How you doing today?
Oh, no, are those your booties that you brought today?
Yes, they are.
All right, I think you've prevented a serious bout of toe fungus with those boots.
Or some Giardia or E. coli or something like
that. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, open it up there, buddy.
Okay.
Some of that E. coli in my heart.
We're going to get a winner here pretty soon, I think. And?
Let's see what it says.
What's it say?
I think it says... It says I lost.
Sorry, you lose. I'm so sorry.
Hey, y'all heard that show we did with Tyra Banks, right? Wouldn't that be funny if we had no winners today?
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if Shirley Heppel was in that pool? She'd have a great time.
How would you know at this point? Brent. Where is Brent?
Come on up here, Brent. All right, here he is.
Oh, and did I miss John from Kensington?
John?
Oh, I'm sorry, John was next. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good luck, John. Open it up, buddy. And
here.
What's it say?
It says,
sorry you lost. Lose.
Sorry you lose.
Some of these little messages are in shards.
All right, now Brent. Where's Brent? Hey, Brent.
Hi.
Hey, Brent, you brought a fan club.
Yes, I did.
Oh, they're all videotaping this?
Yeah.
Good luck, Brent.
Thank you.
Open it up, Brent. Was this worth jumping into the mud pool? Open it up, and it says...
Sorry, I lose.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, you lose.
Don, the tension is mounting because the odds are improving by the second.
It's better for everybody that's left. Dan from Wheaton. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Brando Brewster, Don, Mike.
You know, this guy kind of looks like the guy who is the voice of Homer Simpson, if you've ever seen him in
yes,
real life.
Yes, absolutely.
His name is Dan, isn't it?
Yeah, Dan Castellaner or something. And what does yours say?
You've won!
You won!
First winner right here.
There it is. Hold on to
let
that, even though
it.
It's in shards.
Hold on. Let me see it just to make sure.
It's a little wet, but it doesn't
right,
see stars.
All right, yes. You've won $2,500.
Yeah. $2,500. Winner number one, but there's still two to go.
That's right. Two more winners to go.
Don and Mike, it's my financial pleasure.
Congratulations, Dan. Good job.
All right, how about Steve from Burke, Virginia? Steve.
Babe.
Steve, hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Just fine, buddy.
It's hard to follow that up, but...
Could it be two winners in a row? Do it, Steve, buddy. What is it?
Lose.
Oh, you lose. Sorry, Steve.
I'm sorry, Steve. It was over so quickly.
John from Fairfax.
Johnny.
Johnny, buddy.
We have Johnny around here.
All right, then we'll move on to Robert from Reston, Virginia.
Robert.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Robert.
Open it up, Robert.
Hey.
Oh, we still have two more winners. This is very exciting.
Trouble with the tapes or anything?
That's right. Take your time. Relax. Four-hour show.
Four-hour show. All right, we'll wait a couple hours.
It relaxes and centers him, opening the egg.
I find that opening eggs relaxes, yeah, like centers me.
Would you like us to get one of the children from the crowd to help you?
Would they help?
Oh, there you go. And what does it say? Open it up. And
let's
it
see what
says.
Nope.
Sorry, you lose. We're going to try one more before a break.
All right.
And I don't even know where I am on the list. Where is... Ron from Clinton, Maryland.
Ron from Clinton. Are you here, Ron?
Ron Fort.
Sir, I would appreciate you keeping your arms down unless you are the chosen person.
Thank you very much. All right, how about Brian from Greenbelt, Maryland?
Brian.
Brian.
Here's
hey.
Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey. Brian, you have dried mud all over your face, man.
I got some on you, too. So, oh.
So we're even, huh?
Yep. Okay.
Open it up there, and let's see. Yeah, right. Big fat hairy loser. No, wait.
Wait a minute. Get the thing fried apart, for God's sake, with your trembling.
Everything is wet, Mike. All the little pieces of paper got wet. Yes, there's a dollar sign. There's a dollar sign. He wins.
You won.
He wins $2,500.
Yeah!
You won.
All right.
You won.
Can I jump back in?
Yeah. You won. Go ahead.
Yes,
be careful.
Jump back in.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You've won.
Oh.
You've won, and you've also lost a pair of glasses.
Well, he'll be able to buy some new glasses now.
Absolutely.
Let's do a break. We have one more winner to come, and we're going to give away another $2,500 when we come right back.
And I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. And I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
They got game. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, I just noticed as we've come in from our meat locker-like studio, it's goddamn hot out here, isn't it?
It's a little bit warm, but I'll tell you, mud has a cooling effect. It really does.
Listen, we want to thank Fairfax Trucking. They're the guys that helped us out with the mud and getting the big dumpster here, and also Equity Plus, our great sponsors, giving away the money. We've still got $2,500 to give away.
Now, what was your first name again?
Brian.
Brian, you are our second winner, right?
Yep.
How does it feel?
It feels great. I can pay some bills now.
Good for you.
We have already given away $5,000, $2,500 more to go. That means only one more winning egg left.
This is tension. It's, I don't know, which is thicker, the humidity or the tension?
Or the mud. let's see, where were we up? I don't even know where we were on the list. How about, hey, what's your name, guy who just won? What's his name? His name is Brian Edwards.
Brian Edwards.
Brian Edwards. Oh, 17.
Edwards, Brian. The next guy is Ed.
Ed Agee?
Ed Agee.
His last name is E-G-E-E. How do you say your last name?
Iggy, like I-G-G-Y.
You Ed Iggy.
Yes. Your name is really Iggy?
I swear to God.
Hey, look at him. He looks like a guy who'd be named Ed Iggy, doesn't he?
Man, you must be. Are you like class clown or something like that?
Sure.
Get Iggy to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Getting Iggy with it. True dad, true dad, true dad. All right, open up your egg. Open up your egg there, Eggman.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see how Iggy does.
We have $2,500 more to give away.
You know this is going to take forever.
Come on, Iggy. Crack the egg. Crack it, man.
What are you weighing at, Iggy?
Not too much, actually.
About 85 pounds, soaking wet?
And he's doing that thing where he's got his bathing suit hanging down and he's got his underpants sticking out the top. That Marky Mark look.
And you are struggling with this egg, seriously, like you're trying to cut a diamond.
Oh, there we go. He's got it, Mike.
And what's it say?
And what does it say? Open it up.
Oh, I believe that's a sorry.
Be gentle with it. Sorry.
Sorry, you lose.
Sorry about that.
Okay, next on the list is, did we talk to Brett Hicks?
Brett Hicks?
You know, I don't even remember who's gone and who hasn't gone. Brett Hicks?
Here
come
he
on
is.
Up, buddy.
Hi, Brett.
Open it up.
Sorry, you lose.
Oh.
All right, Brett.
Yeah, he was quick about it.
David Hinchcliffe.
David, come on up here. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
How are you doing, guys? Glad to be here.
Good luck, Dave.
All right, I thought I had this under control.
Don't worry about it.
Egg.
Open it up. Boy, you're scraping the tape off the sides?
Yeah. It's because I have no fingernails.
You bite your fingernails?
Just trim them.
Trim them, okay.
Okay, good luck. He's a big...
Yeah, he looked at me kind of like, I just trim him. What do you want to make something of it?
Big strapping man.
Sorry, I lose.
Look at him. He was all excited when he opened it up.
Okay.
He was all excited. Where is Stephen Hawk?
Stave?
Stave Hawk.
Stave.
Stave. All right, how about John Hunsberger?
Where is John Hunsberger? We are looking for voice John right. Hunsberger.
Adam Joy.
Adam, great joy.
Great joy. Adam Joy.
Hi there.
Oh, look at this freak.
Always nice when we have a bank president participating in one of our contests.
He's got the spiked hair and he's got all the piercings and
all the piercings. I got it.
He has the satanic goatee.
Sorry, you lose.
Okay. You had a nice haircut. Maybe you would have won.
All right. Thanks a lot. Sorry, you lose. Kind of like your mom and dad.
All right. Brent Kochel. Koshel, am I saying that right?
Mr. Kochel?
Brent or Jason? Are you Jason? Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Where are you from?
Great Falls.
Open it up.
All right.
He's taking the egg out of his pocket now.
Have you been picking at it at all?
Bear with me. I got a few in me, so bear with me.
Picking at your egg? Yeah, I like to pick at mine. Pick at it all you want. It's fun.
Open it up now, Ann.
I think I see it already.
Sorry, I lose.
Sorry, you lose.
All right, good job.
Sorry about that. How about John Corin? John Corin?
Johnny
bought it.
Johnny, settle down, you.
All right, how about Deborah Corrick?
Deborah?
Deborah? Oh, here she is. Hey, I didn't even see you get in the pool, lady.
You didn't?
No.
You saw me get out, didn't you?
You know, I don't even remember. So many ladies getting in and out of the pool.
I saw you get out.
Yeah, the hard way.
Open it up. What's it say?
Sorry, you lose.
Thank you for playing.
All right. Deirdre.
Deirdre?
Deirdre?
Deirdre, here comes Deirdre.
Hey, Deirdre, baby.
Deirdre.
Deirdre. Deirdre. Sorry, Deirdre.
Hi. That's a fine Irish name, Deirdre.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck to you. The luck of the Irish. I hope it's smiling all
hope
over
you. Hope you got the fish egg. Open it up.
I know. I'm trying.
Pry that egg apart.
And what does it say?
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Irish eyes aren't smiling today, Deirdre.
Bob. Did we already do this guy, Bob, from Rockport? Is that the guy from
Rochester?
From Rochester? I think so. How about John Marchant?
John Marchant?
All right. How about Mary Martin?
Mary Martin, just like Peter Pan.
Mary, these must be people who didn't show. Jerry Mazza.
Jerry?
Glenn McCauley. Dave Meter. Pete Olmsted.
Oh, here. Who are you?
Dave what?
Dave Meter.
Dave Meter, all right.
Hey, Dave Meter.
How you doing?
That is
Double D. I called like last week. You guys were making fun of me. I couldn't hear you. I was on my cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right.
All right, sure. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Open it up. Good luck. I hope you win the money.
I do hope you win. I really do.
I don't, though.
Can I see you in the X game?
No.
Have you seen that where they strap guys on a skateboard and they actually ride it down on their backs?
And I saw the guy push another guy into the hay, and that was the big controversy. Have you been following that?
No.
Oh, right. Sorry. We won't be able
to talk to you.
We won't be able to discuss it.
All right. How about Eric P-F-L-A-U-M? X, Z, I don't even know what a guy's
Eric
name is.
Eric Smith?
How about Larry Rogers? Is Larry Rogers here?
Larry?
Larry Rogers. Hey, Larry.
How you doing?
Doing great. Where are you from, Larry?
Glenburnie.
That a prison tattoo or professionally done?
Actually, that's professionally done.
Oh, the tattoo. Okay, we've had piercing, backwards hat, and tattoos. A lot of proud parents out there today. Absolutely.
Open it up. Open up. Oh, I can already see it through the egg.
Can you really? Oh,
sorry,
man.
You lose.
Sorry, big fat hairy loser. Sorry about that. Thank
okay.
you, though. How about AJ? AJ Sharma?
AJ.
Sam Sharp? Michael Short?
AJ.
AJ, that's a special,
are you
special
AJ?
Joke on our show. Who are you?
Michael Short.
Hey, Michael. Good luck. Where are you from?
Stephen City, Virginia.
Now, is this your wife over here taking your picture?
Of course.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Will this be a nice moment if you win? You don't think so?
You know, you're not optimistic? You got to have a positive attitude. You have to will. Oh, he broke it.
Daughter,
he crushed it.
And,
right.
Sorry, Daddy's a loser.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. How about Damon? Damon Sita?
Hi, Damon.
Oh, who are you?
Sam Sharp.
Sam Sharp. I did call your name.
All right.
Hey, Sam?
Yes.
Have you been picking at it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I've been picking at you, eh? Picking at it so much fun. Picking it became all irritated and angry and nasty.
As long as you don't lie about it, it doesn't matter.
That's
you
right. Pick it, then you smell.
Oh, I see.
Starts with sorry.
Sorry you lose.
Sorry you lose.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Sam Sharp. All right, how about Michael Short? How about Damon Sita? Derek Stender.
Are you Damon Sita? Are you the guy? Now, I'd like to pause for a moment. You have been raising your arms, like running around. You feel lucky today, don't you?
I hope so. Uh-huh. I kind of feel lucky. I'm trying.
And you really need the money?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I could use it.
All right. Have you ever spent any time in any kind of institution?
No, I have not.
Okay, good luck.
If you don't count, no,
okay,
right, come
yeah.
on, open it up.
Oh, he
yeah,
crushed
no, there you go.
Crushed it.
Look at that.
What's
and what does it say? What does it say? Hopes and dreams pinned on this right now. Hopes and dreams.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Back to the cardboard box for you.
Don, once again, there was a rather hefty smell of alcohol.
All right, looking for Derek Skender.
Derek.
Derek. Hey, Derek.
How you doing?
Where you from, buddy?
Falls Church.
Good luck. Open that up.
He's got two tattoos.
Four?
All right, look at all that. Wow.
Four, Mike.
Walking billboard.
Open it up. You got anybody here? You got anybody here with you today?
Yeah, my wife. She's videotaping me right here.
Hi there. Hi. Hi, lady. Open it up. Well, this could
be in the back of my head.
This could be a big moment. Turn around and face your wife.
Certainly hope he wins. Thank you for coming.
If your husband can open up the egg.
I'm holding the business card and all that stuff.
Oh, that's all right.
Pick at your egg. Does he often pick at his egg? All the time? Right? You ever catch him picking his egg?
Don't get started.
We're delighted to have him here.
Really, he's not slowing the show down too much.
I'm sorry.
Step on. Okay. And up, there you go.
Oh, my
what
God.
Does it say? What
I see
does it say?
Something that might be good.
What does it say?
Yeah! Yeah!
He's the winner!
You win!
He's the winner!
We got it on videotape.
With his wife videotaping.
Wow,
yeah.
You got it on videotape. You must be excited.
Very.
Oh, you can do better than that. Very. I mean, come on. Oh, she hit me.
Where are you kids from?
From Falls Church.
You need the money?
Oh, yeah.
Of course
oh,
you
yeah.
need the money. Good. Why'd you hit Mike?
She's just
making fun of him.
No, I was making fun of you. Don't hit me again. Don't hit me again.
Come here. Give me your video camera. Thank you. I'm going to go back here and take a very special video that you kids will be able to watch in the privacy of your own home. And it would be at this point, Mike. Oh, it's, yep, it's on, oh, hold on, it's on pause.
Is it on?
It's on pause.
All right, what's the button we press?
Now it's on record.
Okay.
Come here, where's a big guy? I need a big guy over here.
Big guy.
Hey,
right
come here. Come here for a minute. Come here for a second. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
I'm from Patuxent River.
All right, Kevin, pull down your pants. Pull down the back of your pants. Will you please? I'll give you a prize. I want to get it on videotape. Okay?
No.
Yeah, come on. This would be a great tape show to your family.
Hey, yeah, to show to my kids someday.
Right, oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, you got a nice tape of a man's big ass.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you kids, congratulations to both of you. And congratulations to all three of our winners.
Let's hear it for our winners.
Yeah. Great job. And you, my friend, you got the vish ass. Charlie, who do we need? We got to thank Equity Plus.
True.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks
Broyhill.
So much, Charlie.
And we also want to thank Fairfax Trucking. Would there be anybody that wants to get back in the pool one last time before we close it up for the summer?
Yes, sir. Yes, you wanted to say something?
I want a picture.
You just want a picture? You don't want to get in the mud?
I'll get in the mud again.
You'll get in the mud again.
Oh, yeah, go jump in.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, you want to? Oh, yeah. Okay, she's going to get it. I think this is the girl's going to take her top off. let me ask you something, son. How old are you?
Nine.
You better turn your back, okay?
Okay.
All right, we need some parental supervision around here. Something ugly might be happening.
I'm making sure that all the kids turn their back now.
All right.
All right, we're ready for the show there, Miss America.
Okay. Remember, for a fantastic prize, I'll cover the children's eyes. Come on, parental supervision.
And here we go.
Parental and supervision.
She's in fun now.
Parental what? Supervision.
Okay. All she right. says she's sorry. What are you sorry
she said
for?
She said she's sorry. Parental supervision.
Oh, all right. Here we go. And
oh!
There you go. Everybody Man. Gets their money's worth today.
Wow.
Everybody got their money's worth today.
All right.
Thank you. Was a good contest.
All right. Thanks, man.
Damn it. That was fun.
Boy, oh, boy.
Oh, I sure did like that.
Wow.
All right, everybody. Go home. There's nothing else to see now. That's it. The show's over. Thank you all for coming down.
God bless you, everybody.
It was a good one. Thank you for coming down, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
Nice meeting you, my friend.
Have a good time, and don't get back in there. You might get mosquito bites if you get back in
nice
there.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
See you later. Sorry you're a big fat loser, and we'll be...
Is Dennis still on the line with us?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get Dennis here.
Hi, hey, Dan?
Yeah.
Dennis, what time does the shift start at the egg hatchery? Dennis?
My shift starts 11 to 7. Actually, it just changed because I was working 10 to 6. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, I've got to stay an extra hour, so they switched it to 11 to 7. Because in the summertime, it makes a difference with the heat and humidity.
Dennis, 10 to 6 and 11 to 7 would be the same hours.
Right.
He's a college guy. Technically, he's not working an extra hour.
There you
go. Oh, he's got to show off that college education you
I
got,
know.
Mike.
You know, I leave it to me to be Mr. Egghead.
Brain.
Hatcher.
Robert, are you making that emergency call now?
Yeah, we'll try it again if it's clear. Thank you.
All right, what did they say?
The operator said it's clear now.
Oh, it's clear. All right, good. All right, hold on, Dennis. Here we go.
All right, good.
Okay, here we go.
Calling Dennis's brother Eugene. The answers were his Eugene's wife has a 36 Zebra. He likes goobers, and his wife's been with four men.
Well, they're right. It is ringing. Thank you, Robay. Mm-hmm. And Dennis, here you go. Worth waiting. Let's call Eugene.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Yes, is this Eugene?
Hello.
Eugene?
Yes.
Hello, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now, and we have your brother, Dennis, on the line with us.
Say hi to your brother, Dennis.
Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hey, listen, guys, we're playing a game here now called It's All Relative, and Eugene, this is a chance for your underachieving brother, Dennis, to win some fabulous cash and prizes if you can just match his answers here on three simple questions.
Your boys are quick, ain't you? You already know he's underachieving.
Yeah. Well,
you know how we know that? We know that because he told us that that's what you think of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, he works at the hatchery and you're the warehouse manager.
We think it's a pretty happening job working at the egg hatchery, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he told me, like, that he doesn't go home stinking or anything at night.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, he's just around the eggs, not the chickens with all their chicken droppings.
They're leavings. Well, listen, here's a chance for your brother to win some win some prizes with these questions, Eugene.
All right.
Eugene, your wife, Kate?
Yeah.
What size bra does she wear?
I'm allowed to ask her?
No.
No,
the
you
apple
can't do
doesn't
that.
Fall far from the tree, does it?
If you match...
Lordy
if you,
B, I don't know.
Lordy B.
36C?
Yes!
Hey!
Wow.
Hey,
way to go, right. Eugene!
Way to go, Eugene!
Good match. Job, Eugene!
Eugene, that's the Chicken Caesar or Garden Ranch stuffed fresh pita from Wendy's.
All right, Eugene.
With a special dressing.
Eugene?
Yeah?
Which do you prefer, goobers or raisinettes?
Myself?
Yes, yourself.
Raisinettes.
Oh.
Oh, Dennis told us you were a goober man.
Oh, Dennis, you weren't paying attention.
Well, listen, here's a chance to win $50. This is the all-important big question, the third question. I need my timpani.
This is the big question, Eugene. You have to really concentrate for this one.
Eugene.
Yeah.
Counting yourself, how many men has your wife, Kate, been with?
Counting myself.
Counting yourself. You. How many men have been to that paradise?
I don't know, man.
Four.
Yes. Yes. Bravo. Bravo. Way to go, Dennis. Way to go, Eugene.
Eugene, Dennis has just won $50 in cash.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. He loves his brother.
Dennis, you the man.
That's cool.
That's cool. Well, there's another happy set of siblings, Mike, as we play It's All Relative.
Fantastic. And Eugene, is there anything you'd like to, anything loving you'd like to tell your brother while we're on the air here?
I hope he's had a good day.
A good day.
Listen, I need my hanky because I am bawling my eyes out like a girl here. God, this is emotional. Thank you both, Eugene and Dennis.
No problem.
All right, dudes. Well, listen, hold on a second, and we'll get the information about the prizes, and we'll be right back.
Now let's eavesdrop on Dennis and Eugene.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you were still on there or not.
Yeah.
What station is this you called?
I listen to 97.1 The Fox, and they're on there for 3 to 7 every day.
97.1
The Fox.
Where's that at?
It's out of Roxana.
Check that out. Well, how'd you end up, would you call in?
Yeah, they got a 1-800 number for Don and Mike's
show. If I told you one of these guys was an egg hatcher and the other one worked in a warehouse, you couldn't pick which was which, right?
No, I don't think either one of these guys should be laying a judgment trip on the other one.
Yeah.
One of them pitas they got, ranch pitas.
What would have been the second prize, do you know?
One of them ranch pitas.
Yeah, a movie. Eddie Murphy's movie. Videotape.
Well, $50 is all right.
Yeah.
I hear that.
So, I didn't know what to think. I thought these dudes were driving me. I got to hang up.
No, man. I win an awful lot of stuff from the Fox. And,
oh, he's a prize
player. I want to see Dynamite Monday at Secrets in Ocean City.
Oh, good man.
They're having a lot of shit in there, 3 to 7.
Good man.
I like this guy.
So I forgot to call in when they said, you know, that if I could get through, and I got through.
What's that cue out, man? I don't know how they figured to get a hold of me.
Just another good reason, though, for everyone that's listening, always boil your eggs.
Listen, I'm going to let them keep talking. And when we come back from the commercial, maybe they'll still be talking.
That'd be wonderful.
So don't hang up these lines, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to The Rock, gentlemen.
It's working great, Beav. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, we have 2 minutes left before we have to break for our network spots. I want to say hi to Crazy Ivan, who's on the line, driving across country. But first, let's get back to the two brothers. They've been talking during the whole commercial set. Let's just listen for a moment.
And they're in Roxana. Yeah, this is the Fox, but he said this is satellite broadcasted to Fox.
So now explaining our show's done on satellite.
Don, I think we built a bridge today. Between two brothers who have fallen out of love.
I thought they're going to be at Secret Station City. I'm going to enter.
Bridge on the River Nimrod.
National radio show. I'm like, national.
Dennis and Eugene, the brothers Dullard.
You know, I know how to get syndicated like that. That's so old.
All right, listen, I got to put them on.
Got us on here.
I've got to put them on hold because I want to check in with... Hey, Crazy Ivan?
Yeah, this is me.
Here he is now, Crazy Ivan, crisscrossing the country in an effort to make it here for our beach broadcast on Monday. Ivan, I apologize. I'm running out of time. I got to know, where are you, man?
Okay, I'm in Denmark, Tennessee right now, and I got a trucker here with me. I'm in a truck stop.
All right, well, put the trucker on, and I want to hear from you tomorrow right at the beginning of the show, Ivan, okay?
Okay, I'm going to put the trucker on, and then I guess if you got to sign off, I'll talk to you first thing tomorrow.
We'll see you then, my friend.
Okay, here's the trucker. His name's Mike.
He's a good guy, Crazy Ivan, driving all the way from Texas to D.C. Mike?
Okay, here you go.
Okay, let's talk to him here. Hey, Mike?
Yeah, talk to me.
Trucker Mike?
Yeah.
Are you really in Denmark?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Denmark, Tennessee.
Denmark, Tennessee, exit 68 in... on Interstate 40.
That's the one part of Tennessee where they all wear wooden shoes.
Yeah, that's it.
You got it. We'll take call 100 right now at 1-800-636-1067. Give you tickets or give you a choice of tickets to the beach or tickets to the movies. Hey, thank you, Trucker.
All right.
Trucker, I hardly knew her. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cigar connoisseurs, good news. There's a program all about the pleasure of cigars. It's called Smoke This, talk radio for the cigar connoisseur. This is Cigar Dave. Join me as I pontificate about the world of cigars. You'll hear everything you need to know about totally enriching your cigar experience, and we'll take your cigar-friendly calls. It's the world's largest cigar club. Smoke this. Saturday afternoons at 5 on 106.7 FM WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man, we gotta catch their next show.
Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Yes,
oh,
yes. Oh. Gotta go. Gotta hit the road, man.
Mm-hmm.
Podna.
Podna.
Hello.
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 Don and Mike Show.
Your Royal Majesty.
Hello.
Hey, Major Bill.
We came from your loins.
We, your children, humbly ask for your forgiveness.
Little Sally never made it home that night. And I saw a bottle of gin on the dashboard of the car.
Daddy, we took this bottle to celebrate.
You're probably wondering about me as Zsa Zsa, Don. Well, my fingernails grow.
Oh, hell you are!
This is Major Bill Smith.
This is my music for all my cotton picking records.
Uh-huh. How would you stand by now for sports junkies?
Oh, they got a cotton picking good show.
And coming up next on WJFK-FM. And on the AM station, a big old wax dummy. Known as Stan the Fan. You better shut your mouth about us, Stan. Don't even take any phone calls about us on your cotton pick and loser show.
So if you do, I'll tell you, Satan will have his way today. Stosh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
Richard.
Richard, Dick, where are you from?
I'm from Frederick, or Fredneck, as they call it.
Fredneck, Maryland. Right. Throw the dart, Mike. And, whoa.
Oh, dear.
I think you got that, like, in Uruguay or something.
Yeah, that's, unfortunately.
It's off the map.
Oh, no.
Until we meet again.
Ask Johnny Herra. Spectron 7.
Oh, they're fine group.
Kelly.
Kelly and I.
Hello, sweetheart.
Orange Ruffy.
Adios.
Au revoir. Ladies and gentlemen, the Major Bill Smith Singers.
Good night.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
You indeed are call 100. Now, which would you like? A pair of passes for our party bus to Ocean City? Or do you want to be among the first to go see Harrison Ford at Air Force One?
I'll take the party pass.
You got it. Two passes on our party bus to Ocean City. They'll block out the whole day. Next Monday, the 28th, we'll be broadcast live from Secrets, 45th Street and Coastal Highway in Ocean City. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Hold the line, please. La, 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 la.
Good night.
Let me give away another pair of tickets for the movie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was hoping to win tickets for Air Force One.
And, hey, you got them. You get Richard's sloppy seconds.
Great.
For you, the tickets to be the first to go see Air Force One with Harrison Ford. Promotional consideration from Sony Pictures and AMC. And thank you for listening.
Great.
Hey, what's your name?
Luke.
Luke?
Yes.
Luke, where are you from, Luke?
Owings Mills, Maryland.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, y'all have really tore me apart today.
We're not trying to tear you apart.
Satan has had his way today.
No. Listen, Satan has his way every day on this show. This is Lucifer Satan's favorite show.
Oh, God.
Our trip to Ocean City has been sponsored by Corona and Corona Extra.
Mm-hmm.
Change your whole attitude with Corona Extra. And all the folks on our party bus will be chowing down with food provided by Capital City Brewing Company, Washington's hometown microbrewery restaurant.
All right.
Now with locations in D.C., Shirlington, Bethesda, and Baltimore, hon.
Hello there.
5 years ago, Capital City Brewing Company changed the way that Washington drinks beer.
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow for an all-new episode where we give away the last couple of passes for our bus trip to Ocean City. We'll also continue to do the Harrison Ford stuff and all the usual tomfoolery and hijinks that come with a big Friday Gab Fest.
It'll be a lot of fun.
So we'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Guy Smiley.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And now here's Notorious R.O.B. throw his leather football helmet right up in the air. Do it, Rob. You might just make
it after all. A little too hard. My fault. I'll let you off on that one.
You're too rough, Mike.
I know. It was too rough that time.
It's tough love.
Oh!
We will see you tomorrow. Hey, Tommy Joe, me want be on you show.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Get my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Bonnie boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
Don and Mike.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah!
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yeah!
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah!
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yep.
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty.
Yeah.
Let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Oh, yeah.
Boss Radio.